I was 13. It was 1940. We were fleeing Poland and the deportation of the Jews. My uncles in Belgium and France went through enormous troubles to obtain visas and passage for us to get out. My story takes place on the train arriving from Poland at the German border crossing. The train stopped, and we were told to get completely undressed for the customs guards to search us. The guards were mostly searching for hidden jewelry, and they looked in the most private places. It was horrible. I had hidden my yellow Star of David in my shoe, but it was discovered. In my fright, I completely lost it and peed in my pants. But when I looked down, what I saw was actually a stream of red. I raced into the compartment, and my mother saw what was happening. She rushed to the toilets at the end of the train and grabbed lots of rolls of toilet paper, one of which she shoved into my underwear. She whispered to me that now I was going to be a big girl on whom she was going to have to depend, that this would happen every month. But most important, she told me, in Belgium and France, where we were heading, they had excellent napkins, much better than in Poland. It's not every day that the guest house you own is filled with tarot readers, crystal ball gazers, and psychic mediums, so one needs to take advantage of that when it happens, which is how I found myself seated at a small antique mahogany table in the parlor, across from Madame Zenda, who was laying out a row of colorful tarot cards. She had to be in her late 70s and was thin as a rail.
A restless mind or a sudden surprise?
Madame Zenda was making a big show of selecting the next card, a skeleton in armor riding a horse.
It's the death card, but it doesn't always mean death.
It is almost an accepted consequence of modern life that we will succumb to some type of degenerative illness sooner than we would like. However, there is also a parallel interest in finding a way to avoid what seems inevitable. As a consequence, many people have quit smoking, taken up exercise, changed their diet, and in general, tried to take more responsibility toward prevention of illness. The wonderful thing about the Fit for Life program is that it can be an excellent beginning along the road to health. Many people will take it up as a weight loss program, and for that, it does indeed work. But more importantly, it is the first step in what can be a progression to a healthier and more productive life. It's a startling fact, but someone in the world develops dementia every 3 seconds. Worldwide, dementia impacted more than 55 million people as of 2020, and researchers project that this number will roughly double every 20 years. By 2030, there will be 78 million people living with dementia, and by 2050, this number is projected to reach a staggering 139 million. Statistics make it clear that we need more resources and knowledge to support those affected by dementia and their families. With more people than ever before having to deal with this problem, it's crucial that we equip ourselves with the tools and information we need to provide the best possible care and support. Let's start by exploring your journey as a caregiver.